In today's psalm response, we proclaim, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Hello again. Some of you may recall as a child using a missal to follow the Mass. Perhaps it was a Marino missal or a St. Joseph missal that enabled you to follow the Mass liturgical movements from the pew, especially when it was said in Latin. I recall one Christmas when I was in sixth grade, my sister Eileen giving me a Marino missal. Besides the text, there were colorful images and pictures depicting biblical characters and scenes. One particular picture was that of an ancient priest offering a sacrifice on an altar. His name was Melchizedek, and he is the focus of today's first reading from Hebrews and the psalm response from Psalm 110. In the letter to the Hebrews, Jesus is compared to Melchizedek, and so it would be good to explore a bit the significance of this ancient priest. There is very little written about Melchizedek in the Old Testament. He is mentioned in only two passages, Genesis 14 and Psalm 10. The messianic prophecy in Psalm 110 speaks of the Messiah's priesthood as being forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Genesis 14 passage is an historical account of the successful rescue of Lot from a number of different kings. And following that battle, Abraham meets Melchizedek, king of Salem, described as a priest of God Most High. So notice that Melchizedek is both priest and king, as is Jesus, the Messiah. Melchizedek's name means king of righteousness, and he's also called king of Salem, which is King of Peace. The messianic prophecy of Isaiah 9, verse 6 through 7, also clearly mentions these characteristics, righteousness and peace, as part of the future reign of the Messiah. As is written, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abraham, saying, quote, "Blessed be to Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. Praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your own hand." Then Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of everything. In the New Testament, references to Melchizedek appear only in the Epistle to the Hebrews, though they are extensive, as Melchizedek's name is mentioned 9 times. Moreover, Jesus is identified as a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. One commentator mentions 5 important points about this biblical priest's significance. First, Melchizedek has no genealogy in the Old Testament, and his priesthood is not based on heredity. Jesus, like Melchizedek, is a priest by divine appointment, and his priesthood does not depend upon hereditary ties. Second, Abraham recognized the priest king Melchizedek by receiving his blessing and offering him tithes. An act of such humility signified that the priesthood which would descend from Abraham is of lesser stature than that of Melchizedek. This alone also foretold that the Levitical priesthood would be replaced by the greater, perfect, and royal priesthood of Jesus Christ. Third, Melchizedek offered bread and wine in thanksgiving to God, prefiguring what our Lord did at the Last Supper. Fourth, Melchizedek was a member of the nations. Jesus Christ came to save not just the house of Israel, but the people of all nations, like Melchizedek's family. Moreover, Melchizedek's very name and title mean King of Justice, King of Peace. Jesus entered the world to bring justice and peace. Finally, Melchizedek was not a priest of the Old Covenant. Jesus Christ, as a priest, offered the perfect sacrifice for sin and made the new, perfect, and everlasting covenant with his own blood. And all the letter to the Hebrews elaborates upon the historical Melchizedek and weaves an image which foreshadows our Lord, who would fulfill the Old Testament covenant and priesthood. We find that the early church fathers clearly understood and accepted this imagery. St. Cyprian of Carthage, in his letter to Cecil, taught, quote, "Also in the priest Melchizedek, we see the sacrament of the sacrifice of the Lord prefigured. in accord with that to which the divine scripture testifies. And we also know that he is more of a priest, Melchizedek, of the Most High than our Lord, who prefigured the high priest of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he offered sacrifice to God the Father, offered the very same that Melchizedek offered, namely bread and wine, which in fact, in Jesus, in our faith, is body and blood of Jesus Christ. We, of course, would readily realize that the order of Melchizedek applies to ordained ministers and priests. But, on the other hand, at every Catholic baptism, a priest utters that the child assumes an identity, a priest, prophet, and king. We might then say every new disciple of Jesus enters into the priestly and kingly orders of Melchizedek, as well as into the prophetic tradition of Moses. Let me also suggest another dimension to Melchizedek's relevance for today. As I mentioned earlier, Melchizedek was a member of the nations. In this sense, he prefigured Jesus, who came to save not just the house of Israel, but the people of all nations. Therefore, besides the sacramental significance of Melchizedek, we may also find the importance to this biblical figure in terms of a pervasive contemporary issue, namely, the trinity of diversity, quality, and inclusiveness, which has become common in American society at large, especially within education, governmental, and religious institutions. In fact, at the end of this month, our parish staff will participate in a DEI, that is a diversity, equity, and inclusivity training with a human resource representative from the Archdiocese of Washington. This relatively new awareness serves to correct long-standing prejudice towards cultural, gender, racial, religious, and sexual minorities. So, since Melchizedek was an outlier to the Jewish nation and was a pagan and a foreigner, he became more included into the Jewish tradition and thereby, later, the Christian tradition. Melchizedek thereby represents our Catholic tradition's moral quest to be open to people who are diverse, to welcome all, and to see the equal dignity of all peoples. Indeed, our parish mission statement seeks to do just that. Quote, "We are a Jesuit Catholic parish that welcomes all to accompany one another in Christ, celebrate God's love, transform lives." And so, folks, each of us, in our own way, is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek.